This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Erin Malsbury. New research from UC Santa Cruz shows climate change is a greater threat to California's native trees than previously thought. The study estimates in the next 30 years, some species may lose as much as half of their habitat. Lead author Blair McLaughlin says rising temperatures and droughts increase water stress.
It can also lead to higher vulnerability to pests and disease, and it can also lead to more frequent and severe wildfires.
In some places, this could create what's called zombie forests, where hardier adult trees remain but can't produce seedlings. Joshua trees, certain oaks, and madrones are a few of the vulnerable species. McLaughlin said maintaining groundwater levels and careful planning can help prevent loss.
Make sure that we aren't putting new developments in the limited areas that are likely to support these threatened species into the future.
She adds addressing climate change and supporting ecosystem stewards like indigenous tribes and ranching communities is vital. And from our partner Cap Radio, a bill advancing in the state legislature would help seniors and people with disabilities pay to harden their homes against wildfires. Dan Okenfuss is with the California Foundation for Independent Living Centers, which supports the bill.
Thousands of our consumers in the Independent Living Centers network live in high fire risk zones. And unfortunately, they don't have the ability, either physically or financially, to harden their homes and property to reduce their exposure. This is why the pilot program will help bridge that affordability gap so these consumers can hire contractors to make these protective modifications.
If approved, the bill would appropriate $1 million from the state's general fund to create a pilot grant. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.